Hello and welcome to the Urban Vibe Podcast. I'm Allison Judge.
And I'm Vic.
And I'm Toby.
And our conversation today is going to focus around joy and really what can balance us out in the negativity of the world. So if you'd like me to get started, I've always found just being out in the forest, just away from the world. I love hearing the calls of birds whistling along, and you know, sometimes you kind of do like a call and response sort of thing, like it's the blues. You know, sometimes the birds even whistle back to you.
I think there's actual evidence to support green spaces being connected to mm-hmm. mental health, like
Absolutely.
Positive outcomes.
I know, like, being around trees releases epinephrine in your system, which epinephrine and norepinephrine, which it makes you feel more alive. And also, it does a whole lot of things. It's a hormone of some kind. I'm not qualified to talk about the specifics, but I do think, I mean, it's healthy to get out and be somewhere else other than the place you work and sleep and eat.
I've been using Pokemon Go again. I know it's a super old game from 10 years ago, but it's the thing that gets me out and about in Des Moines. We have a lot of, like, places you can go play, and I don't do a lot of exploring just by myself, so it's like a group activity.
You know, speaking of exploring, I love getting lost. But let's not linger on.
Yeah, I do a lot of exploring on my own, but especially here in Des Moines. One of my most favorite places here is the skate park. I mm-hmm. go there literally every day, whether it's just to sit there by the water or, you know, in the trees, as you said. Like, mm-hmm. In the most non-funny way, I do hug trees. I enjoy a good tree hug. It really just makes me feel a lot better. And then just peace of mind in general. But there's a lot of things that accumulate together within my day-to-day that creates that. And I could have literally nothing in my life, and then as long as I have peace of mind, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Did you ever climb a tree?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've fallen out of some, too.
Me, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I wish I climbed more trees as a grown person.
Like, you wish you were climbing trees as a grown person?
Like, I wish that was my job.
Up,
I wish.
You were like, as a kid, I wish I would have done it.
No, more. No. I did it as a kid.
You don't.
I just don't, like, I don't have an excuse to do it now. My excuse was, like,
will.
I'm
I was about to say, I was
child.
Like, I have really good news for you.
You
trees exist.
Trees are out there for
yeah.
us to climb.
No, yeah. You got to be more careful as an adult, because if you climb on the wrong one.
Oh, yeah.
You can get in trouble. You know, there are certain trees that you yeah. cannot be messing
get
with.
Get off
but
my property. Yeah.
I feel like kids can... Like, they have an excuse for everything. They're just starting out.
They're allowed to, like, explore and figure stuff out. You're saying,
Absolutely.
Like, stigma-wise, like, kids can do those actions. But, like, adults, you're like...
It's difficult, yeah.
You put into a box. Why are you climbing a tree? You're a grown woman, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's difficult to be a curious person as an adult because you're kind of expected to know what your modus operandi is and to stick to it, to have your goals and your to-do list and to just never look up from
it. I think Absolutely, yeah. if you had to find three grown women to climb a tree in this building, they're at this table. Like, it would be us. I
yeah.
can't, because I'm
yeah.
like, I would be
Absolutely.
Watching you. I'd be supporting you, because I'm just not strong. Mm-hmm. But yeah. if you could find three people to climb stuff with, I think it's us.
That okay. is pretty amazing, yeah. Like, also, I want to say, amazing word, by the way, Allison, the word you used prior. But yeah, it's like, people expect mm-hmm. you to just, like, know everything about yourself, and I could just be sitting on my couch watching Avatar The Last Airbender and figure out something new about myself, you know? And I think that's really important to acknowledge, is that, you know, the best person to get to know is yourself, and it takes a long time, and it's a long journey. In fact, it's a forever journey, and I think that's Absolutely. The beauty of it. Especially when, like, being, like, our age, you know, like, we're younger, you know, under the age of, like, 25, right? Like, it's feels harder to be alone, you know, but it's, like, one of the most beneficial, like, usage of your time is to be alone with yourself, especially when you're younger. Because when you get older, that's not really accessible sometimes.
And sometimes you don't want to be alone. You want to get out. You want to see your friends, and you want to feel loved. But sometimes, like, the reason you don't feel adequate is because you haven't taken time to, like, care about yourself and care for yourself. Because, you know, there are things that maybe when you're burning the candle at both ends, you might skip over for the sake of efficiency. But, like, you would be doing better work and you would be working faster if you just felt like yourself.
Yeah, just, like, in a very, like, a relatively calm and safe environment, you know, where it also feels like you. You know, you can be in a safe environment but not feel okay. I remember when I was staying with this older couple at one point, and I was outside meditating for one of my older coping mechanisms, and this woman came out to me, and she was like, "What are you doing?" I was just sitting in the grass, and she was like, "You look weird. Go, you can stay in the backyard." Or I was like, "But it's not the same, you know." So it's just like being in that box again and just having, like, someone just, like, almost diminishing you for being comfortable, even if it is a safe environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have the opposite. I am technically above 25 and also a parent. So, like, I spend most of my time doing stuff with other people. And it's totally fine. I love my children. And I love the family support system we've given them. But, like you said, you're like, sometimes you just don't want to be alone. You want to go out. I'm, like, the opposite. Sometimes I would like everybody to stop asking me for help.
Yeah.
And just focus on what I got to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it just kind of goes to show, like, every single person has a little bit of a difference in their life.
Absolutely.
And for me, my calmness does come from, like, the few moments a week I don't have to fix a problem or, like, do an assignment, because I do work, parenting, and school. So, like, if I don't have to be at work, which is Amazon, and I don't have to be actively parenting, because they're in school now, and then if I don't have to do my own assignment, I get maybe, like, 4 hours a week of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I play Apex Legends, because I, like, I guess they look, what would that be, first-person shooter? It's, like, frat boy gaming. Mm-hmm. I like frat boy gaming. That's my thing.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool. Like, you know, you have a different perspective coming in as, like, a parent, you know, and I think that's very cool. To acknowledge that, like, we're all at different parts in our lives, and not everything is going to be a copy and paste. Like, oh, you know, like, for me, I like to be at the skate park. I like to make music, you know. I like to just sit in silence and act like I don't exist, you know. And that's going to be different for me as it is you, as it is Allison. And yeah, it's very important.
Well, and I think you and I have quite a few things in common, but we shouldn't be too quick to say that this is just universal. This is just how it is. I think there are many different types of things that we can all take solace in. And obviously, like, taking me time is not the only way that I find peace. There are so many little pieces of peace in my life that come from all sorts of things. And I don't think that it's, I mean, like, the universal solution.
What would be, here we'll take turns. What would be, like, your three favorite things to do if somebody was like, you have to relax today, you have 24 hours, you have unlimited amount of funds, whatever, you have to relax, what are you specifically doing?
That's interesting. Well, I think, first of all, I've got to start with some tea, and I'd probably take a bath.
I thought
she was talking about the tea. Like, first I gotta start with some drama. Yeah. First I really gotta get into it today.
I was like, I'm trying to keep it joyful when you're over here.
You can interpret my words how you will.
Tea and bath.
I don't want to take a bath in the tea, though.
Oh.
Probably
tea baths are good,
skin.
Though. Yeah,
Tea baths
are really good.
You can throw some tea bags in the water. Yeah. It's like chamomile and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like chamomile. I realized, I always thought that, like calamine lotion was the same thing as chamomile lotion. Like, and I always thought, like, oh, it's like chamomile lotion. It's not. I didn't know that.
Every time I saw, like, aloe vera, yes. In my head, I was like, how do you say that? And so, like, in front of, like, different people that I would probably never see again, I'm like, yeah, aloe vera, aloe vera. Eventually, they were all giving me funny looks. I was like, aloe vera. Nothing.
Like the plant? Like the plant?
I just didn't know what the E was doing at the end, man. Anyways, team bath.
Yeah, team bath. The other two things you do.
The other two things I do? Well, I always love writing, like expressing myself. A lot of times I write in Reader, and I'll try writing and give myself some weird restriction. Like it's got to be to this rhythm or it's got to be to this pattern, or it can't be a pattern, it has to be different every line or whatever, just because I think sometimes like giving myself a challenge that's just like of my own accord is, it makes me feel satisfied and engages my brain, and also it doesn't feel like I'm doing work because it's just like it's
something I want to do. Do you know about the Writing November challenge that is hosted online?
You should give me some of that information.
You should give me some of that information, too.
Well, I can't... right now, I wouldn't be able to remember the exact name, but every November, the whole point of the website, and, like, it's built in there so you can write in the website, mm-hmm. is to finish a novel within 30 days with a community of...
Is this a DMACC activity?
No, this is open... It's called Nah No Rai Mo. I know that sounds so funny, but what you do is like November 1st. Mm-hmm.
So if you are listening to this in October, we're recording this on the 1st.
Yes, yeah, I think so. So we're in time still. It's like a 30-day challenge, and you write as physically as much as you can those 30 days. And then you're able to share it with community members. Mm-hmm. It's I've been doing it since like... 2010. It's an old thing. I don't know if that's truly it's that old, but writing challenges have been around for like fandoms and like, you know, fan fiction. Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of different monthly challenges, and I feel like it's kind of in that space.
There was I can't think of it, the Young Writers Workshop. Have you ever heard of that?
This sounds really familiar, but everybody has a Young Writers Workshop.
Yeah, I just know like I did it. I went to it with a lot of my friends, and also like my mom and her brother did it.
Fun.
So like it's something that's been around quite a while. It's really well known in southeastern Iowa. I don't know if they do it all over.
Oh wait, yeah, I've been there because I went to high school in Burlington, Iowa.
I wonder if we went to the same one.
Probably, actually, I don't know. It was like primarily like southeastern Iowa, but I think mm-hmm. It was in Illinois that we went to it.
This is so cool that you guys did it in person. I've just participated on like online platforms and events and stuff like that.
I think we did ours maybe at like I don't know. it was some university mm-hmm. in southeastern Iowa. I don't remember at the moment.
Oh, it's my fault we got off track.
No worries.
Last thing. Bath, tea. Oh, writing. So one
and
more
I
thing.
Also, I think specifically writing music, like chord progressions, is my favorite. I love harmony so much. I love the dissonances and the consonances, and I love the progression, the way you get there. I think if you want to talk about rhetoric, there's really three pieces of it that you usually hear about, but one element of rhetoric that they don't bring up is kairos, and that's like the...
Is that the guy locked at the bottom of the earth in the Percy
Jackson? No. That is...
Loser.
That's Chiron.
That's Chiron.
There is... what that means is like the supreme moment. It's the moment when everything comes together and everything reaches its apex, and if you... As somebody who is like classically trained, I think you can really see it in a lot of like late classical music and early like what they call the Romantic period. But like most people who hear it in the modern day would probably just call it classical music because it's still just piano music. It's just really emotional piano music. I apologize for rambling about that a lot.
No, we're all nerds.
Yeah.
We love to hear it.
I think that, like, it's a lot like how you structure a piece of writing, the way that you put those chords together. It's like sentences. It's like paragraphs. I don't know. I think my favorite element of music is harmony. And the way that, I guess, time plays into it. Because it, like, if you... I don't know. There's so much dynamism. It's so dynamic, like, all of the ways that you can play around with it. And every time that you think you understand it, you can learn something or realize something that totally changes the way that you think. I think, like, how do you even describe what music is? It's just, like, frequencies. But it all resonates, and we feel something. And I don't know. For me, I feel joy, especially creating it. It's so satisfying.
It's really cool.
Do you have any others? Any pieces?
What about you? You have three?
Three?
Mm-hmm. Like, perfect day, no money, no hesitation. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Well, you said that someone's come up and, like, saying, you have to relax today. First, yeah. I'd steal that guy's infinite money, personally, okay? Because that guy seems weird. But then...
But you could only use it during the day.
Yeah, you only got 24 hours.
24 hours.
Only got 24 hours.
You're going to invest? That doesn't sound relaxing.
That's not... Yeah. I mean, that's not much to work with. Well, I would go buy a very... Like, a very, like, efficient vehicle. Like, something that's long-lasting, you know, not going to fall apart. No. Spacious and long-lasting. Pretty good on miles and gas, whatever. And then I would... excuse me, sorry. I would venture... probably like to the mountains or something, and I would just play my music and build a little house. I'd just be a nomad, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Like a road nomad.
Like The Rub.
Huh?
Well, I'm sorry. I was just bringing in something from one of my classes. There's a writer who like lived out in the woods.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book about it. And that, I don't know. That's just what I wrote a paper about the other week.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, there's a lot.
I get way too itchy being in the woods. I couldn't do it. I like nature. Don't get me wrong. I love, like, the whole concept of saving the trees and stuff. You said earlier you were a tree hugger. I've never understood the discourse around tree huggers. Mm-hmm. Like, hippies somehow are the only people that enjoy the benefits of trees. I don't know. Yeah.
Everybody enjoys the benefits of trees, whether
it's
they're
really
conscious of it or not.
It's really a bipartisan issue. Yeah. It's really an everybody issue.
No, it's
issue.
Just hippies.
Having oxygen and clean water. But
No, they feel something different, right, guys? No, but yeah, with me, I want to travel. I haven't really talked about it too much because it's like one of those things for me. It's like if I talk about it, then it's like, oh, well, it's already out there. But it's something I really do want to do, and not just like, you know, saving up my whole life and buying an RV. I don't want to be a gray nomad. I want to like I want to travel and see the world and play my music and kind of like be a little bit of a dirty kid, I guess, kind of in the traveling community. I really just want to experience that community a lot more. I've met some people in it, and I really enjoy like just how embracive they are. Like, I've seen someone who's just like on the street and all they have is a backpack and their clothes, and they'll give someone that backpack. And I think that that's beautiful, and I want to be a part of that. So yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd buy a car and maybe some wood to build a house or something.
That's fantastic. You both brought up playing music and writing. I also like to write. One of my big One of my big goals is to end up on the New York Times bestseller list.
Cool.
And people, when I tell them that, say, this is always the response, they say, well, everybody's on that list. Only 20% of authors are on that list, all right, in the last, like, 4 years. And then, like, you're not. Like, the people that are saying that to me are on the New York Times selling, you know what I mean, bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep that as a goal. So for my relaxing day, I'm going to eat a Chili's sampler. Okay, Chili's sampler.
This is awesome.
I'm going to hang out at my house, and my kids are going to do something that doesn't involve me. As much as I love my children, it's my day, right? I'm going to act like it's Mother's Day or something. I want the kids with their dad. I want my Chili's sampler, and I want to be writing on my novel.
That's beautiful.
Which is a romantic novel, which is so funny for me because you would never guess that I that yeah, I'm no, writing a romance novel. But it is queer oriented. It's like lesbians in the desert apocalypse.
That checks out more for you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, so, it's very like, for some reason, my favorite trope in dystopia is being in a desert. I don't know why. It's not just Fallout.
If you want to talk about something that gives me joy,
being in a desert.
I love deserts so much. Okay. I love being isolated.
Yikes. You know what gives me joy?
I love
guys?
Being isolated.
I do.
You know what gives me joy? A fresh cut of construction paper.
Oh. Right out of the big box? Not yeah. out of the plastic. Yeah, I'm talking yeah, like the cardboard box that the yes. teachers get.
Uh-huh.
Straight from Crayola.
Straight from Crayola.
It's still warm from the press.
Oh, ooh.
It took me a long time to figure out that the paper on crayons were just construction paper. Yeah. It's just a thinner version. But they're like...
Oh my! If you guys made it this far in the podcast, I would like to announce that Allison did in fact just smash her head against the TV.
That didn't happen.
Oh, that's great! That was awesome.
You guys know about the dandelion girl on TikTok. To end on something joyful, we were talking about Crayola. Back in the 1990s, they had a color called dandelion, and it was a beautiful yellow gold. Dandelion color. Mm-hmm. This girl's special interest on TikTok is that limited color because it was in the normal crayons before, but they mm-hmm. like discontinued it from the 64 pack we all love yeah. and we all know.
Yes.
So they got rid of that color, which I believe is now older than you two.
Mm-hmm.
And her whole personality is this dandelion color on TikTok. So she has like shelves, she has like organizers, anything dandelion themed, people will send to her. Mm-hmm. Like if they're at a garage sale and they see a dandelion themed colored Crayola piece of thing, they're like, you know who would really enjoy this? Mm-hmm. This stranger online. And then they find her P.O. box and then they send it. And it's one of the best examples of community, number one, that I've ever seen. Yeah. This lady has a community around her over her TikTok because she just loves this crayon color so much.
That's so sweet.
She caught the interest of Crayola. Mm-hmm. Now, Crayola, like once a year, will send her a PR box with stuff they find around like their factories and stuff. They like wrote her a note one year and was like, we found this old dandelion stuff like in the back of a closet. And we were mm-hmm. like, instead of throwing it out, let's send it to that lady. Congratulations. So she's like the proud owner of like this memorabilia.
This is insane.
So if anybody is actually listening to this, please on TikTok go look up Dandelion Girl because she is so thankful and grateful for her collection, number one, but just to live life. Her special interest is a yellow crayon.
I think
I like rocks.
Well, the command that I want to give our listeners is to just indulge in the harmless things that bring you joy and show it to the world because, like, I don't know. Sometimes that can be an opportunity of its own.
Yeah.
Good demand. What about you? You got any demands since we're holding the listeners hostage?
Bro, Allison said command, okay, first off. But I have something to share. I think that if you want to, you should wear that outfit. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Right now I'm wearing like purple, green, white, and orange socks up to my knees.
It is October.
It is. But, and then like just some baggy cargos, trip pants stuff. So like let that old lady on the bus stare at you. It's fine. Okay, just wear the outfit.
Or dress like an old lady.
Oh.
Yeah, like Damage says, let them do a double take.
Let all your peers look Absolutely. At you on the bus, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
All right, so wear the outfit. My demand was look up Dandelion Crayon Girl, and yours was just to get out there and, you know, try to be joyful.
Yeah, well, I was saying, you know, the Dandelion Girl from, I don't know, I don't know anything personally, but just what I gleaned from your speech was, you know, she just shared her joy with the world, and it ended up working out, you know? I think we should give it a try once in a while. Even if it's just with your community or your friends or your church or your family or the people in your life that maybe are in your life begrudgingly. You know, just share, because, you know, there's so much that makes us human. And we can all connect in some ways, even if we're on the other side of, you know, a line in the sand. So you can find more of our content on urbanvibenews.com or by following us at dmacvibe on social media. You're always welcome to stop by our studio in Building 1, Room 218B.